Welcome to Ikoyi Baptist Church. Thank you for tuning into our podcast services. Listen and be blessed.
Desire spiritual growth. We all need to desire it. God wants us to make our desires known to Him. And sometimes we desire things that are just temporary. And I pray that we'll desire things that will make us to really continue to be candidates of heaven, because we need to work our salvation with fear and trembling in order for us to end up well. And so this morning we changed the passage from your bulletin to this one, because it goes well with it. Every child of God, if you are a child of God, if you are born again, you must desire to grow spiritually. After confessing Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you must make every attempt to go deeper into the Word of God. As the body gets nourishment from food, so the spiritual growth needs feeding on the Word of God. In the passage 1 Peter 2, 1 and 2, we have this written. 1 Peter 2, therefore, rid yourselves of all malice and all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind. Let newborn babies crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation. Now, the time for milk is there, and the time for solid food will come. But we need to actually go to the rudiment of what it is to be a Christian, and then to be able to establish that on the solid rock that we have found. Then again, in Acts chapter 20, verse 32, Paul says, so now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. If you're truly born again, you want to know more about the Lord. You want to know more. The appetite, I pray sincerely that God will grant us the spiritual appetite in order to hunger and thirst after righteousness. And we can only do this through his word. Now, after you are actually putting yourself into this, how do you know that you are growing? How exactly do you know that you are growing? And that is what I believe we need to focus on. For those of us who have been in Christ for years, 60, 70 maybe, 40 years, how do you know? How will you know that you are growing? And I know that the Bible supplies us the answer, in that after the foundation, the basic foundation of faith in Christ Jesus, there are things that actually we need to acquire along the road, along the way. 2 Peter chapter 1 from verse 5 gives us some of these things that actually we need. Now, virtue, which is actually goodness in the NIV, virtue, there is actually a moral standard that one would see and say, this person has changed. This person has known the Lord. there was a particular headmaster in a village who was known to be a drunk, a chain smoker, a womanizer, and so on and so forth. And when the Lord met with him, when actually he encountered the Lord, not really exactly as Saul, who became Paul, encountered the Lord, but they saw that this man now will bring Bible to school and will be going door to door after the school. And then now they looked and said, something is happening to this guy. Maybe he's running mad. But they now found that he wasn't drinking anymore. He wasn't smoking anymore. He wasn't chasing after women anymore. He was actually living a life that one can say, this is a new thing. If any man, if any woman be in Christ, is a what? A new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And in this newness, we see that we need to add virtue. And after virtue, which is actually determination of what is right, to do what to do the right. Knowledge. To add knowledge. Because living a life that is against sin may be short-lived if one is not careful. Can be short-lived. Because after you're not finding pleasure in them, you can easily turn away. But add knowledge to it. The knowledge that we're talking about is not the knowledge you gain from classroom. It is knowledge of being close to the Word of God. And the Word of God will tell you what is right. A girl was actually asked the question, what does freedom mean to you? And she said, education. And I believe that, yes, education can bring you freedom from all this rankadidi whatever, which has been denied so many people, especially in the northern part of this country. Knowledge. You shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Then, from after knowledge, self-control is the application of knowledge to your life to make you to, you know, come and be tamed somehow, so you will not in any way be tempted to be in the same temperament that you have always been. Then again, perseverance. After self-control, perseverance. Remaining steadfast to the Lord and his cause. Come what may. Come what may. Through thick and thin, you can be in the Lord. Then, godliness. Godliness, being like God and as he will like for you to be. Then brotherly kindness, tender affection for brothers and sisters in Christ. And above all, love. Love, which is devotion to God and Christ and others. Such devotion brings about obedience to God in service. And you cannot obey God unless you love him. Unless you love God, you cannot obey him. Now, you may obey someone that you fear, not in the point of reverence, but in the form of really, you know, scared about the person. You know that the person is, you know, like the devil, who will not in any way look down on any mistake that you make. Therefore, you want to obey him. But that obedience will not bring about innovation. You will not be innovative. Whatever it says that you should do, that you will do. The obedience that you give to God is actually wanting to do things that will please him at all times. And, you know, that passage says something that we should actually see ourselves growing daily in it. In other words, we cannot in any way say that we have grown enough. We should see yourselves in it. developing daily in it, and making ourselves truly a child of God that we should be. And it says something also that anyone who deviates from this particular course, such a person will fall. Such a person will fall. I pray that if you lack these things, the Lord God Almighty will point you back to the real thing that you need to observe. Now, Christians are fond of, you know, chasing shadow. It's beyond me to actually see that. We believed so much in the gifts of the Holy Spirit and we desire it so much, which is good. Which is good. If you don't have the gift of tongues, you want to have it by all means, so you go and learn it, and then you say, yes, I too have it. What is that? And by the way, you cannot truly measure your sense of growth in the Lord by the gifts that you say that you exhibit, because they can be acquired also through the means of the devil. Satanic influence can bring this about. We know some pastors who actually engage in this. We know some people who really, you know, have that consciousness to be known and to be respected by people, and to have a mega church and things like that, and they go into occultic practices. And as I was actually saying this to my son, Bolaji, same thing can actually happen to me. In the music industry, they do that too. Don't ever do it, my son, don't ever. In the pastoral industry, they do it. But by the grace of God, we have not been tempted to do it. May I say this, that gifts can actually be faked. Counterfeits are there. It happened in the palace of Pharaoh. When Moses dropped the rod, guess what? They looked at him and said, you think you have done something wonderful? Huh? They brought two rods, two, not one. And they put it down and it became serpents too. But we know that that of Moses swallowed them up to say that this is nothing compared to the power of God. But may I say this? Don't just bend on powers, seeking to speak in tongues by all means and say that, yes, you have arrived, and so on and so forth. Even healing our miracles and so on and so forth. They are good. They are good. They should actually be exhibited in the church. But may I say this? Your spiritual growth can be measured by the fruit of the Spirit, not necessarily gifts of the Holy Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit, which we have in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. And it is enumerated there. The first one, which actually was the last one in the book of 2 Peter, is love in Galatians. Love, that is the crown of everything, the greatest of all the virtues. The greatest that actually you can ever have. Love. Love for God. Love for yourself and love for others. Then we see that it says something about joy. Joy is not based on external circumstances. It is not based on the amount of money you have in the bank. The type of car that you drive. The type of house that you live in. It is not based on something that actually is outside you. It is the joy that comes from the inside. We say that the joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of the Lord coming from inside, which actually will make you to be delighted to even want to serve Him the more. Then peace, children of God. When we talk about peace, we are talking about inner peace. Peace of the soul. From pastoral experience, we see that you find different reactions to people dying. Different reactions. Some people are on their deathbed. They know that, yes, the Lord is calling them home. And guess what? They are just overjoyed that they are going to be in the presence of God. While some are very much in the deathbed, crying and fearing death because they don't know where they are going. The peace of God. And Jesus Christ will appear to his children and say, "Peace I give unto you." Not as the world will ever give. The peace that passes all human understanding is what I give to you. Same thing is found, being prayed for in Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. We see that this peace comes only from the Lord, and no one can understand it. In the face of death, in the face of armed robbers, in the face of kidnappers, you just have that peace. You don't even know how, but it's just there. Then long-suffering, the ability to bear the mistakes and wrongs that can come from your own weakness, from sickness, from maltreatment by those who want to persecute you. They're just persecuting you, and you know that, hey, I'm going to bear it. I will not retaliate. I will not in any way curse back. I will not in any way strike back. I will turn the other cheek. And the other cheek can never end. And in this, we see that it is the Lord's doing. Some of us could be considered very wicked before we became Christians. But after we became Christians, guess what? We mellowed down and we are just very pleasant. That is the doings of the Lord. Then goodness. Oh, there's kindness. To be gentle towards all and return good for evil. Goodness is there. Kindly activity for the true good of others. Then faithfulness. Complete trust and confidence in God. Faithfulness. Gentleness. Meekness. Quiet, forbearing spirit that suffers wrong without retaliation. Is firm and unyielding in his devotion to what is right. And then self-control, which is actually the last here. Restraining of all passions and desires within the limits of what the Lord God Almighty has as a standard. These things will make you to know that you have grown. Or you are growing, rather. You are growing. Three things, quickly, we need to know about this spiritual growth that we're talking about. In the day when we want instant, results, you just want it straight away. To the point that even the world has made the whole thing so evident in our search for the truth. We have gadgets in our hands that we can get the Google and so on and so forth and find information that we need just like that. We used to talk about instant coffee and things like that before, but now everything is at the tips of our fingers. But spiritual growth is not something like that. When you talk about spiritual growth, it is something that actually requires time. Time. You need to grow gradually. If you have a baby, and the baby is 3 months old, and the baby is not only walking but running, I tell you what, I know that you run straight to the doctor and says, "Doctor, something is wrong with this baby." Why? 3 months old and is running? You want to actually check and say, is that abnormality in this baby? We know that we grow differently. We know some children, 10 months, they are talking. And some, 1.5 years, they are still struggling to talk, but they will talk later. And they may be even talkative later. The thing about it is this, Christian growth, you know, is gradual. It's gradual. When you move too fast, you may actually get some knowledge that are not God's own knowledge. And then, of course, growth required by you, by all of us, should actually be well balanced in the nourishment that we give it. Well-balanced nourishment. As newborn babes desire sincere milk, that is where to start. Then you move gradually to solid food. It is important. And in this gradual feeding of your mind, you must daily study your Bible. Read your Bible. Please, I beg you, read your Bible. Sometimes they introduce us to some other books that we think actually that we want to exceed the knowledge of our teachers. We go into the seven books of Moses or something, and so on and so forth. And before you know it, the head has turned a while. Please, I beg you, if you cannot stand it, don't go near it. It's important. And saturate your heart and life with the word of God, not with junks that people may introduce to you. And finally, I pray that you know that any training, anything, any whatever you want to do requires discipline and exercise. To exercise requires discipline. To wake up in the morning and jog requires discipline. The only thing that I know can be easily abused is food. And a lot of us go into that. We don't exercise, but we eat all we can, anything at all. And in this, I want you to please note, and every one of us here especially, you need not to be a Sunday worshiper. Don't. Try as much as possible to find something doing in the service of God. Everyone has a job to do. We have something to do to make us to know that we belong to Him. And the family of God is in the church. And you can actually represent Him in your workplace and anywhere you are. In your school, you can represent Him. But please, know that you have been enlisted into the army of Christ. You were once in the army of the devil. Now you've changed your master. And the devil is not happy. So you are always on the battlefront. Always a target for Satan to want to destroy. But in the Lord God Almighty, you will never be touched by any weapon fashioned against you. Then we have a race to run. The race that we run is not only for the swiftest. It is for those who actually will endure to the end. In this, it may take you 50 years to run the race, having been born again. It may take only 20. Whatever it is, that you end well, that you actually cross the line and you say, well done, good and faithful servant. Not everybody that takes the first position in even the track events that will get standing ovation. Some may even come last, to the point that the first person that finished maybe 15, 20 minutes ago in long distance races, and the one that is coming and just struggling to end it may be clapped for. That is in the world. But in the race that we run, only Jesus, who is the giver of reward, will reward us according to what we have done. And may I say this? We have work to do. We have work to do. The Lord says that the time is now, when it is day, that we should walk. The night is coming when no man can walk again. So please, if you are of the idea that you wait until you are retired from the work you are doing now in order to serve the Lord, you are making a very big mistake. Number one, nobody has ever promised you that you retire. It is God that can give you that blessing. Number two, after your retirement at the age of 65 or 70, what other power do you have to actually give to the Lord? Now that you are young, now that you are very agile, this is the time to use your energy and every skill that you have for the Lord. Because the Lord can call you home at any time. And I pray that you will never have any regrets. May the Lord keep you. And may the Lord God Almighty help you to draw closer to Him. So you'll be more like Him. And you act like Him. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Let's bow our heads for prayers.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were blessed. Ikoyi Baptist Church is a Bible-believing church located at 5-7 Latif Jakande Road in Ikoyi of Lagos State, Nigeria. You can find us on Facebook as Ikoyi Baptist Church or reach the church directly via phone at 0163-20485 and 0163-20486. For more information, please visit the church website at www.ikoyibaptistchurch.org. We look forward to having you back next week.